I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 23rd, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess if people follow you on Twitter, you're at Jackie Pierre.
Yes.
They would have known that it was a pretty eventful weekend for you.
It was a very dramatic weekend for me, yes, absolutely. like we talked about last weekend, I flew to Portland mm-hmm. for a labor conference, a labor history conference, actually. And my flight there, everything, that was fine. My flight back is when the nightmare ensued.
Mm.
And, yeah, I'm just like, I'm totally, Air Canada has just put such a horrible taste in my mouth right now. Basically, the issue was, like, I checked in online, like most people do nowadays.
Yep.
My app said to be at the airport at 2:20.
Yeah.
I took the light rail, mm-hmm. which was, you know, neither here nor there, my fault possibly, but either way, I took the light rail and I got there at 2:15. I got at the Air Canada ticketing booth at 2:15, essentially just to drop off my bag that
yeah.
I paid for on top of.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was there. So I asked the lady next to them, which was, I think, Alaska Airlines, and they're completely like, if it's not to do with their airline, they could care less.
Yeah.
So she was of no use to me. She just pointed me to the help phone. I go to the help phone, called Air Canada. They put me on hold. I was on the phone. Meanwhile, all this time, like, all I needed was for somebody to come and take my bag. I could have made my flight. But no, I'm on hold with them. They attempted to page somebody. And at the very moment when Air Canada's signage, because apparently they make their own hours at this airport, it said that they leave the station at 2:20. This whole time I'm on the phone with the guy at Air Canada, and it's like 2:21.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and nobody's there? And I'm like, no, I'm on the phone with you right now. Nobody is here. So they did a page. Nobody came. Waited, on hold. Then I get cut off, and it loops me back around again into the call circle.
Mm.
And end up talking to some new guy. Now I have to rehash the whole story again.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Well, we're at 2:30 now, right?
Like, ridiculous.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. At 2:30, my flight, let's remember, flight actually leaves at 3:20. They start boarding at 3:05. So I'm still kind of fuming because it's like, okay, I have time. You guys are wasting my time on the phone. And so now I get this new guy, tell him the story. Right off the bat, he alludes that I'm lying and says, you know, I find it kind of weird that you'd be there at that time and nobody was there.
Mm.
So the only solution he offered was to pay a $200 fee to change my flight.
Can't you just go to the gate? Don't you have your boarding pass?
Well, I had my boarding pass, but I had a bag, checked bag, that I needed to put through. And it was at that station that there was no Air Canada attendant. They make their own hours there.
Can't they take it at the boarding gate or whatever?
No, apparently not.
Oh, okay.
Which, I thought, because initially when I ran into the airport, because I saw my time was running, I initially went straight to the boarding gate, and I saw the security lineup, and the lady said, no, you have to check that.
Hmm.
And I figured, well, yeah, that makes sense. I paid for my checked luggage.
Yeah.
And then when I went back around to do that, there was nobody at the Air Canada station. So, oh gosh.
So are you in Portland still?
This is all still while in Portland.
Yeah.
So while I'm on the phone with the guy, he offers this $200, you know, change fee, and I'm, you know, obviously I'm not going to pay that. So get on the phone with him. He says, oh, I can try and... He basically told me to just wait.
Yeah.
Like, wait until the ladies came back and see if they could put me on standby.
Which is the next flight, right?
Which is the next flight, and the next flight they could see already was full.
Mm.
But the next flight left at, I think, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was a long shot, but I said, okay, whatever. So.
And isn't that the last flight of the night for Air Canada?
It was.
Yeah, so yeah. You could have essentially been stranded there.
Otherwise I would have been coming home this morning at 7 a.m. or something crazy.
Yeah.
Long story short, I waited. When the girls came back to the ticket booth, the craziest thing is, like, they totally recognized that they left early. Because I said to them, I got here, and nobody was here. And they both kind of looked at each other, and they're like, oh, right. yeah. And then, you know, and then there was another agent there, this smart girl who wanted to put in her 2 cents. She's like, well, I was here at 2:21, and I just pushed the sign across, and I said, pardon me, like, who are you, and why are you speaking right now? There is no way you were here at 2:21, because I was standing here talking to your friend here at Alaska Airlines at 2:21, wondering where the hell you guys were.
Huh.
So no, you really could have kept that comment to yourself.
So it was a pretty ugly scene at the Portland airport yesterday.
It was ridiculous. I was so livid. The amount of support, customer support that you get from Air Canada was just disgusting. I couldn't even imagine being, like an international or an elderly person trying to deal with these people on the phone. They're rude and they don't offer any solutions.
Even on Twitter?
No. Oh, on Twitter it was even, they kept me waiting, and then they were like, well, since we don't know the full aspect of the story, you know, these are your options, which basically led to paying a $200 change fee. And then I could go and complain if I wanted to get that money back, which is what the other guy said.
Yeah, so you got on the next flight, which was in the evening. You didn't have to pay for that, though, did you?
In the evening, I didn't have to pay for that. The girls, like I said, recognized their screw-up and made sure that I was on that next flight, gave me a ticket for standby. And it was full of all the Whitecaps. The Whitecaps had just played a soccer game in Portland.
Yeah.
So I happened to be on that flight with all of them. My mom, so I'm telling my mom this story, right? And she goes, oh, did you talk to any of them? And I'm like, no, I don't talk to people. She's like, well, that's too bad for you. Why not? I think she's a little disappointed in my...
She's a Whitecaps fan?
Well, she's a Whitecaps fan, but I think she's also trying to, like, get me, you know, she's probably trying to, like, marry me off.
To a soccer player?
Somebody. You know, she's probably like, Jesus Christ, just somebody. But I think we're beyond that at this point. Either way.
But Portland was nice, though, right?
Portland was lovely. It's a lovely city. I didn't get to experience it as well as I'd like to, because I, of course, was there more for business and not for pleasure.
Yeah.
I was there doing, you know, with at a labor history conference, which was really interesting, that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to see the full breadth and all the Portland has to offer, but it was nice to where I was staying, it was kind of like a little college town. I think most of Portland is kind of a college town,
sort of sleepy and
yeah,
but it's also hip and happening, and
it's really hip.
Weird.
It seems cool, and it's like quirky. It's like, it's kind of like the redheaded cousin of Seattle. Is how I felt, right? Didn't it feel like that?
Yeah,
like the stepchild to of Seattle and Vancouver. It's like kind of in the middle. Like it's still kind of finding its way, but not. But it was nice. I walked around and freely. I felt very comfortable. You know, if you follow me at all, maybe not on Twitter, but on Facebook, I documented my getting lost on Saturday, and that was fun.
Did you find the food good?
Oh, the food? Oh, you know what? I ordered, I went to this one Chinese restaurant. I can't even remember where it was, but it was just along my walking, while I was walking around. So much food, such a great price, and it was so delicious. I'm still thinking about it right now.
Well, you should go back when you have more leisure time, I guess, rather than for work.
Oh. Absolutely. And now that I know where things are, kind of, you know, how the layout is, because I, staying downtown, I just assumed everything would be downtown.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, you know, do more shopping And unfortunately, it looks like everything is kind of located closer to the airport.
Yeah, if you're looking for malls and
for
the sort of,
yeah. Wise, yeah, oddly yeah. enough. So that was weird. So now that I know that, I'll plan my next trip a little better.
Yeah, you know, I was struck by how easy it is to get around. And, like, the first time I went there a couple years ago, I actually took the Bolt bus down there.
Nice.
And,
that's probably what I'll do next
time. Yeah, it's like 8 hours, but still, it's you know, it's only $25 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's easy once you're downtown to get around because their trains are pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I found it easier to get around Portland than say Richmond or.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean that light rail service is pretty awesome. They were having some service issues while I was there, of course. So things were a little loopy and backwards, for, you know. But for the most part, I got myself around on that, and I only had to take a cab once.
Yeah.
While I was there, which is nice, and he was a really cool cab driver.
And the cabs are cheaper too, aren't they, than here?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the cabs in New York City and the cabs in Seattle, for example,
right,
were a lot cheaper than they are here.
Big difference, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I took a cab for 40 minutes, no more than 40 minutes, it was almost an hour, about 55 minutes,
yeah,
in New York City, and it was like $28.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, see, like, my trip, where I gallivanted off to on the light rail and then walked,
yeah,
it was over a bridge where I went to. And the cab ride was a good 20, maybe almost 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was a $15 cab ride.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
Yeah.
But, you know, nice cab ride, to say the least.
Yeah, cab ride here, for 5 minutes is like $10.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. It's like $5 as soon as you get into a cab here.
Something like that, three something,
right?
Yeah.
What I thought was really interesting was all the food carts that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Not even food carts, like stands.
Yeah, and trucks and all
trucks
that. Yeah.
And everything, everywhere. I don't know if that has to do because it's like, you know, because of a younger crowd or if that's just a thing they do, but.
Yeah, I think it started there and then it worked its way up here, I guess, because. Well, I think we copy anything that's sort of funky and
true.
Cool.
Right,
but, yeah,
right.
I think the hotel that I was staying at, the Governor Hotel in downtown Portland, across the street, they had like a city block wide. I guess it's an empty lot or something like that. And it's all just food trucks.
Just food trucks, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean.
I thought that was really cool.
You can eat anything, you know, any kind of cuisine, I guess.
And almost any time, really.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. 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 Well, I mean, is that something you want to do this summer? Go down to Portland, say?
I might, you know. I might think about that. I definitely do need to go to Seattle. But, yeah, I mean, Portland would be great, seeing that I've planned my trip a little better.
Yeah, I would. What I do, if you're taking, say, the Bolt bus from here from Vancouver to Portland, is break it up and get off in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then
a great
spend
idea.
Lunch there and then go back on the thing.
Good
or
idea.
Else take Amtrak, which is more comfortable and more I mean it's a little longer than the Bolt bus by
a little
about.
Longer, and I think, you know, the cost difference too. I've taken the Bolt bus though, and I've been quite happy with their service. So.
Yeah, it is a great addition to getting around.
It is on, you know, an affordable way of getting around too.
Yeah, Bellingham, Seattle.
Yeah, for sure.
Portland, yeah.
For us people that don't drive and have no real inclination in driving, I don't really care to drive. So even when people ask me, why'd you fly? Why wouldn't you drive? Even if I drove, I don't think I'd be so inclined to make that trip on my own to Portland.
Yeah. What other plans have you got for the summer?
Well, you know, I don't. It's the summer before my eldest starts high school, right? Simone starts high school in September. So I think this summer is just going to really... I haven't taken any vacation this year. So I've saved up my vacation. So I'm hoping to use some of my vacation this summer to just, like, hang out with them and kind of, you know, enjoy her before she morphs into a different person. Because I've heard that happen, so... I'm just going to, like, try and enjoy this moment now and do some childlike things with her while she'll still do them.
And there's lots to do in town here in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's what I've been looking at. In town, but, you know, we really like the beach and stuff, so we're going to try and go to the beach. We're, you know, might do L.A. in late August.
It'd be awfully hot, though, don't you think?
It might be hot, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's true. It's the summer. I guess that's what we expect it
Part
to be
of
hot.
The summer. Yeah. And, it's, you know, it's an opportunity that's come up, so... So we'll take it and we'll see how it goes.
Well, this is the last episode for, I guess, the year. We'll be back in the fall, and we'll see each other over the summer, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
We have plans to meet up with friends and the sort, right?
Well, we have plans to meet up with friends, and obviously we'll like be coming up with more drama to come back with for the show, and more stories to tell, and more adventures that we've gone on. We should really start doing, like, maybe adding, like, a foodie aspect of it. Not that I need to eat anymore, but we should, like, go for lunch or dinner once a month and do a review.
And review a restaurant?
And review a restaurant.
Yeah, we'll think about it, yeah.
But something this has been, new, yeah.
Yeah, but so this has been 32 episodes, and it's been just fun for me because it's allowed me a chance to talk just as much as ask questions. And so thanks for your time.
And, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, and so we'll pick it up again in I guess, September or October.
In September, yeah, for sure. It's been great for me as well, you know, getting to, like, reestablish our friendship, so to speak. You know, we get to reconnect every week, whether we want to or not. So, but it's been great. I love it, and it's, you know, forced us to do, you know, maybe do things that we wouldn't always want to do and talk about things that we maybe wouldn't always talk about. But that's typically what our relationship's always been like.
Yeah, and we're hearing from people, too. And people can reach us on Twitter, as I've said. I'm at Planta. You're at Jackie Pierre.
Yes,
one word.
Get to us on Twitter and give us maybe ideas for the next season, so to speak. Reach out to us.
Yeah.
Love talking to people. If anyone's even listening to us, I'd love to hear what you think.
Have a safe summer, Jackie, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, you too, Joseph. We'll see you over the summer, and that's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, May 23rd, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in the fall.